Surprisingly, perhaps, the so-called grand bargain to solve Detroit's bankruptcy sailed through the legislature. Now there's nothing to do but wait. Remember election nights in the old days and staying up all night to find out who had won? Well, we've got something like that again where Detroit is concerned, except this election night will last more than a month. The Detroit bankruptcy settlement now depends on the votes of 32,000 city workers and retirees. We won't know the final result until July 11th or later. These folks are being asked to agree to have their pensions cut and promise not to sue. Many retirees are also being asked to pay back some annuity savings money they were improperly credited with. They're being asked to do something hard to understand that will make their lives harder. But if they don't do it, the experts say their pensions will be even smaller and their lives worse. What's clear is that if the workers and retirees vote no, the entire carefully calculated structure of the bankruptcy settlement falls apart. All the money raised by the state and private foundations for the grand bargain goes away. To quote Kevin Orr, Detroit's emergency manager, if that money goes away, we're talking about severe cuts. We're talking about predators being unfettered in their number of attempts to get at every asset of the city, he said. If the pensioners vote yes, the Detroit Institute of Arts will be spun off from the city and protected forever from attempts by the city's creditors to recapture their money by selling off the art. If they reject the agreement, there are no guarantees. So there's a lot at stake here. Just figuring out the results will be terribly complex. This isn't just a straightforward vote. First of all, there are two different classifications of city workers and retirees. One is the public safety officers, whose pension was in better shape. They're only being asked to agree to cut their annual cost of living income to no more than 1% a year. Then there are those in the general retirement system, who are almost two-thirds of the total. They're being asked to cut their pensions by 4.5% and give up any cost of living changes. That means if even moderate inflation returns, the value of their pensions will dwindle fast. A majority of those voting in both classes have to approve lowering their pensions. Plus, there's another huge wrinkle. Not only do a majority of those voting have to approve this deal, their votes aren't all equal. The votes of those whose pension accounts have more money in them are more important than those who have less. In the end, the yes votes have to come from people whose pensions have at least twice as much value as those of the people voting no. This election is far more complex than the Electoral College, and the winner will have to be calculated by a computer. When it comes to Detroit, it seems nothing is ever simple. Now there's a bankruptcy solution on the table, and for the next month, we can only stand and wait.